Clocks Keep Ticking, Years Go By by Author Kitam, pairing Chris Allen, Adam Lambert, rating PG-13. Summary, AU. Chris was a jock, Adam was a theater kid. Except for that one time, they never spoke all through high school, but then they meet again at their 10-year high school reunion. May 25th, 2000. It was really late, and Chris was practicing in the music room where he loved the peace and quiet that it offered when all the students had already left for the day. It was the only time and place he was able to focus on playing guitar and writing music. "I really like that. Whose song is that?" Chris abruptly stopped playing. "Shit, I thought I was alone. Do you mind?" Chris replied, annoyed by the person hovering over him. Adam. He knew him from class. Well, he didn't really know him. Chris had never spoken to the guy before, except for that time when Adam asked him for a pencil. All Chris knew about him was that he was in theater and that he was pretty smart. Chris knew he was smart because Adam always managed to annoy Mrs. Lombardi in class when he challenged her lessons. Chris thought that was pretty cool and very bold of Adam because at that age, you weren't supposed to question or challenge your teacher. Chris was pretty sure it was written in the school handbook or something. Chris didn't know why he'd never spoken to Adam. He seemed like a nice enough guy. Maybe he was just a little intimidated by him. He seemed to say whatever came to his mind and do whatever he pleased, all things Chris wasn't used to doing. So Adam was not only smart, but also prying. "Sorry, I just thought it was really cool, that's all." Adam took a few steps back. "No, I'm sorry. I'm just very private about my music, and when I write something, I always think it's gonna suck. I just have to play around with it a lot before I'm satisfied." "Wait, you wrote that? That's pretty amazing." "I'm Adam, by the way. Sorry I interrupted you. I was just about to head home and had to stop here when I heard you." "That's okay. You're in my lit class, right?" "I'm Chris." "Sorry, you just startled me. I just didn't expect anyone to be here." "Thanks. I'm glad you liked it." "I know who you are, Chris. Everyone in school knows who you are. And yes, we're in lit class together. Actually, we've had a few classes together since the 9th grade. Chris could sense Adam was getting irritated, and with reason, because Chris was kind of sounding like an asshole without meaning to. "Sorry, don't mind me. Like I said, it's kind of weird for me when someone listens when I'm practicing. Let's start again, okay? Hi, I'm Chris." He extended his arm, and Adam looked at his hand suspiciously, but shook it anyways. "Hi, I'm Adam." "It's nice to meet you, Adam. Actually, it's nice to finally talk to you. I saw you in Fiddler on the Roof. You were pretty good." Adam pulled out a chair and pointed to it. "May I?" "Yeah, of course. So is this what you want to do when you grow up?" Adam said lightheartedly, already becoming more comfortable than what Chris was used to. He had never met anyone quite like Adam. Chris tensed up and tapped his fingers on his guitar without actually playing it. "Sorry, I'm kind of nosy. I shouldn't have..." Chris exhaled and looked at Adam. "No, that's okay. I guess it's kind of a sensitive subject, but yeah, it's kind of what I want to be when I grow up. You're the first to know." Chris smiled at Adam nervously, and Adam flashed him an understanding smile of his own. "Really? I feel kind of special." He didn't know what it was about Adam, but despite a rocky start, Chris felt comfortable with him, like he could tell him anything. Chris changed the subject purposely since he had already felt like he'd said enough. "What do you want to do when you grow up? Wait, let me guess. Act and sing?" "Ha ha ha. Are you teasing me, Chris Allen?" "I wouldn't dare." "You're a funny guy, Chris. I wouldn't have guessed since all these years you've been hiding behind baseball, student council, and that cute little blonde cheerleader." Chris placed his hand on his heart and looked at Adam with mocked annoyance. Ouch, and here I thought you were a nice guy. If you had bothered talking to me all those years, you would have found out I'm not that nice. Touché. But you could have talked to me too. True, but what would your friends have said if they saw us hanging out, even talking to each other? They would have said, Chris, you have gone insane. Adam slapped him lightly on the arm. You're not being very nice to me, considering how I'm the only one who knows your secret. Fuck, you're right. I'm screwed now. Yes, you are. I'm gonna tell everyone tomorrow. I'm gonna tell everyone tomorrow that you hung out with a jock. See how that goes. Don't you dare. I'll be shunned. They both burst into laughter. You're all right, Adam Lambert. Yeah? Adam sighed. Chris didn't know why or how it happened. Maybe this was a turning point in the conversation, but when he looked at Adam again, he felt something. Something that he couldn't really identify, something he had never felt before. All he knew is that at that moment, he wanted Adam in his life as a friend or maybe. It felt like more important than friendship, something bigger than that, something he just couldn't explain. Yeah, but seriously, I don't think my friends would really care, and if they did, I wouldn't want to be friends with them in the first place. Mine wouldn't either. They locked eyes and remained quiet for a moment before Adam spoke again. I'm going to New York after graduation. I want to be a big Broadway star. Adam made jazz hands to dramatize the moment. That's pretty cool. You really are incredible. I'm sure you're going to take New York by storm. I am going to take New York by storm. But what about you? Are you going to do something with your music? Even though I'm very flattered to be the first one to listen to it, I think more people should know about this. You're very talented. You really think so? I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to go to college to study business in September. It's what everyone expects. My parents, my friends, my girlfriend. Everything's planned out, you know? Going to college, get a business degree, take over my dad's business, marry Katie, have two children. For the last few months before graduation, this was all Chris could think about. He tossed and turned at night in bed just thinking about it. It almost felt good to say it out loud, like a weight had been lifted off his shoulders. He was having an internal conflict for a long time, but sitting there, telling Adam about it, felt liberating somehow. Adam fake yawned. That sounds fascinating. Who's teasing who now? Sorry, but it sounds an awful lot like settling. You should get the hell out of this town and make some beautiful music. You owe it to yourself and the world. The world, huh? Chris looked down at his guitar and strummed a few chords. Yes, the world, and who are you kidding? You don't sound too thrilled about this plan either. I'm not really, but I do love my parents, and I love Katie, and I don't want to disappoint them. That's all well and good, but what about you? What about what you want? What do you really want, Chris? Adam placed his hands over Chris's shoulders. Chris shrugged and smirked. I want to make beautiful music. But what do you suggest I do? I can't pick up and leave. Too many people are counting on me. Why not? Why can't you just pick up and leave? What are you afraid of? Everything. I'm afraid of making the wrong decision. I'm afraid of hurting my parents, of hurting Katie. Chris ran his fingers through his hair and placed his hands over Adam's arms. And yet, you're not afraid of hurting yourself. If you stay, you're going to be miserable, and by osmosis, everyone around you will be miserable too. If they really love you, they'll be happy for you no matter what you do. It's a little more complicated than that, Adam. So what? At least you'll be doing something you love. I wish I could be more like you. As the words escaped Chris's mouth, he didn't know if he had gone too far. He didn't mean to, but he was starting to get all these feelings all at once. Some he couldn't pinpoint, admiration, attraction, affection, and in that instant he thought he had fucked up by being too honest as Adam put his hands down and looked away. Me? I'm an overweight, insecure, ginger gay kid who likes to sing, act, and dance, and has been stuck in a town that's too small for him. Shut up. You're none of those things, and besides, you know what you want, and you're going for it. Adam grabbed Chris's chin and looked into his eyes again. And so can you, Chris. Chris had no idea what he was doing, but there was something in this moment, a gravitational pull moving him closer to Adam. He leaned in slowly, watching Adam closely. He had no idea what he was doing. All he felt was this need to be closer. The crash of the door hitting the wall as it opened pulled Chris back immediately. There you are. Chris recognized Adam's friend, Amanda. He was sure that was her name. I've been waiting for you outside for an hour. I should have known you'd be in here harassing cute boys. Oh, shut up. I'm coming, I'm coming. Adam stood up from his chair and placed a hand on Chris's shoulder. Chris, I gotta go, but think about what we talked about, okay? I will. Good luck in New York. Chris looked up and placed his own hand over Adam's. Thanks. Good luck to you, too. As Adam was about to leave the room, Chris called out to him. Hey, Adam. Yeah? Adam turned around. Thanks. Adam nodded and smiled. June 12, 2010. The reunion was taking place at the Paramount Hotel 10 years later, and it was still the biggest hotel in Conway. It wasn't fancy by any means, but it was nice enough and had a quaint quality to it. He walked inside the ballroom, which was already at full capacity with his old classmates and their significant others. He surveyed the room looking for familiar faces, one in particular, but no such luck. Adam was nowhere to be found. He had hoped that he would see Adam at the reunion. As a matter of fact, it was the only reason why he decided to attend. He wanted to thank him because if it wasn't for Adam, he probably would never have gone to L.A. Chris wasn't exactly a rock star, but he was happy doing what he loved, playing his music at different bars around the city. He felt butterflies in his stomach just thinking about seeing Adam again. Adam, who without knowing had become the most influential person in his life. He had no idea what he would say to him. He was pretty sure Adam wasn't going to show up. Why would he? Chris was sure that Adam was in New York, being all fabulous and amazing, and that he had left Conway and its small-town mentality people behind. He breathed in deeply and decided that the only way he was going to be able to relax was if he had a couple of drinks, so he walked up to the bar. He ran into a few of his old baseball buddies and stopped to catch up with them. He was surprised. It felt so good to be back. He almost felt nostalgic and longing for the days when life was a lot simpler. He stood by the bar, chatting away with his friends while looking at the door to see if Adam would walk in. It was already 10:30 p.m., 2 hours since he had first arrived, and Chris had already given up. He assumed Adam wasn't going to show up and gave up to the fact that maybe that one time they spent together talking was probably going to be the only time. He knew he could always look him up. How hard could that be? But for some reason he felt ridiculous looking him up just to thank him for something that had happened all those years ago. He couldn't tell him that he probably had fallen for him after only having spent an hour with him back in high school. He kept telling himself a million and one reasons why he shouldn't find Adam, many scenarios running through his mind. He'd laugh at his face, he wouldn't remember him, he'd reject him. No, he couldn't find the courage. He wanted to keep the image intact, the image of the boy who told him like it is and made him feel special. Chris took a sip of his drink and nodded at something Patrick was telling him, pretending to listen. He looked down as he laughed along to something someone else was saying, but when he looked up again, he noticed someone looking at him intently. At first glance, the person looking back at him was a complete stranger. Dark, spiky hair, tall and thin, wearing a black leather jacket and pants, and boots with spikes on them. If it wasn't for the piercing blue eyes, Chris would never have recognized him. The transformation was mind-boggling. Adam was surrounded by his old crowd, his theater friends, all wanting a piece of him, of his attention. He nodded and laughed along with them, same as what Chris had done with his friends a few minutes ago. Adam smiled from across the room, and Chris walked towards him, their eyes still fixed on each other. Chris stood by the side, waiting patiently for a moment with Adam, but he didn't have to wait long, because it seemed Adam had the same idea as he excused himself from the group to walk towards Chris. "Hi, Chris, right?" He shook Chris's hand. "Yeah, I'm glad you remembered me. I didn't want to feel like an asshole walking all the way over here and you not even recognize me. I mean, we just talked. Of course I remember you. That afternoon we hung out was the highlight of my high school experience." Chris breathed in relief. "Mine too. So does that mean you left town and became a rock star?" "I did leave town, but I'm not exactly a rock star. But I'm definitely doing what I love." Chris ran his fingers through his hair and let out a chuckle. "You don't say. I'm happy that worked out for you. I saw Katie earlier. Are you two married? Have any kids?" "Looks like you can't drink the water in Conway. Everyone here either already has children or is expecting. I myself am going to stick to alcohol." Adam babbled as he took a swig of his drink, almost finishing it in one gulp. Was he nervous? "Yeah, it really does seem that way. I'm going to stick to alcohol too, just in case." Chris took a sip of his drink. If he was going to tell Adam everything he wanted to say, he needed to stay sober. "It didn't work out with Katie. I mean, we're friends, but that's it." "Sorry to hear that." "No need to be sorry. She wasn't exactly what I wanted." Chris looked up at Adam with longing in his eyes and hoping that Adam would understand without the need of blurting it out. "Oh, well, I guess that worked out for the best." "Wait, oh, are you saying..." To Chris's delight, Adam's eyes lit up. "Yes? Holy shit, really? You're gay? What the fuck? I mean, shit, my gaydar was really screwed up in high school, wasn't it?" Adam's overenthusiastic response brought upon a few stares from some of their classmates, and Chris couldn't help but laugh. "I guess mine too, but I didn't even realize it until much later. Do you want to get some air? It's kind of stuffy in here." "Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I could use a smoke." They walked outside to the pool area and sat across from each other in some lounge chairs. "So, tell me about you. Are you living in New York? Are you in Broadway?" Adam lit up his cigarette and offered one to Chris, which he refused. "Yeah, I was in Broadway for a little while, actually more like off-Broadway. It kind of sucked, and my parents had to help me out financially, which was humiliating, but now I'm doing okay. I'm in a Broadway production of Wicked in L.A. I play Fiero." "You're in L.A.? That's great. I'm in L.A. too. And wow, Fiero, that's one of the leads, isn't it?" "Yes. Are you into musicals?" Adam's tone was of surprise. "I kind of started following musicals after you told me that day that you were going to go to Broadway." Adam stood up abruptly, taking a final puff from his cigarette and throwing it out at some bushes. "Is everything okay?" Chris couldn't read Adam, so he stared and waited. "Yes, Adam scratched the back of his head. "We should hang out in L.A. Chris looked up and grabbed Adam's hand. "Yeah, we should." Adam pulled Chris up and they stood face to face, barely inches from each other. "Am I crazy or did we almost kiss that day? I mean, I know that if I had kissed you, you would have punched me or something, but I couldn't stop thinking about that moment. I'm sorry, I'm being stupid and rambling." Adam blurted out as he turned around until Chris grabbed his arm and turned him back again. You're not crazy, and I wouldn't have punched you. I probably would have been very confused at the time, but I'm not confused now. As a matter of fact, I haven't been confused in a very long time. This might sound crazy to you, but that day was the most important day of my life. Meeting you, I mean, talking to you, you just opened my eyes, and I'm not only talking about the music, but also about who I am. If it wasn't for you, for what you said, my life would have been miserable. Adam reached down to his pocket to pull out another cigarette, but Chris pushed his hand away and held on. Chris, you would have figured it out on your own eventually. I didn't do anything. Oh, but you're wrong, Adam. I think there's a reason why we talked that day, that after all those years we had been in the same classes, in the same school, we never spoke until that day. What are you trying to say, Chris? That it was fate? Adam's hopeful eyes were all Chris needed for reassurance. Maybe? Because I thought I was going crazy. I felt something that day, and I had a feeling that you did too, but I didn't think that could be possible, and I can't believe it's 10 years later and I still... Shit, I'm rambling again. Chris put his index finger over Adam's mouth to shut him up, or maybe because he was just tired of waiting. They had already wasted 10 years. He traced his finger all over Adam's face, trying to memorize every feature. Adam closed his eyes as Chris reached up, standing on his tippy toes to gently brush his lips against Adam's. Adam moaned under the soft touch of the lips as he lowered his face to deepen the kiss. Chris sucked softly on Adam's bottom lip and pushed his tongue into the warmth of Adam's mouth. Chris's hands rested on Adam's sides as Adam lifted his own to cup Chris's face. They kissed until both had to come out for air. Adam pulled away gently. Do you want to dance? Where? Here? We can hardly hear the music. Well, I was thinking inside, unless you... Okay. Adam flashed him a smile and laced his fingers with Chris's, leading him back into the room. They walked straight to the middle of the dance floor as Slave to Love played on the background. Adam put his hands on Chris's hips as Chris put his on Adam's shoulders, and they swayed to the rhythm of the music. There were other couples surrounding them, but most of them stopped dancing and stared in awe. Chris rested his head on Adam's shoulder, and they danced the night away. After the shock wore off, people joined them on the dance floor. Chris wasn't sure what would happen next, but at that moment in Adam's arms, everything felt right. He felt right at home. The End of Clocks Keep Ticking, Years Go By by author Katalm, read by Diane McKay. The music in this podfic is Clocks by Coldplay and Slave to Love by Brian Ferry. Because reunion music is just too good to pass up.